Prologue, Hitting Home. When we're no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Viktor Frankl. When terrorists flew planes into the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon outside of Washington, D.C., and a field in Pennsylvania, I took it personally. I felt like I had let my country down. As a member of the National Guard, it was our job to protect our country, and yet we had been caught off guard. The end of the innocence. Because I grew up so close to the Twin Towers, I knew people who were affected by their collapse. I later found out that Captain Dan McNally was there, and what follows is his recollection of that chaotic day. It was gleaned from a compilation of over 500 testimonies entitled Voices of 9/11, Here is New York by Daniel L. McNally, recorded in 2002 and 2003. He was a New York City police detective assigned to the bomb squad. September 11, 2001 was his day off. He was in the process of waking up when he heard the first plane hit the North Tower from his Manhattan home. He thought it was a transformer exploding over at the local Con Edison plant, so he went into the living room and turned on the local news. The TV started broadcasting that a plane had struck the World Trade Center. He was watching the newscast when he saw the second plane hit. At that point, McNally was able to flag down a security patrol at his housing complex and get a ride over to the bomb squad office located in Greenwich Village. There, he hooked up with other members of the New York City bomb squad, including Detective Steve Ziggy Berberick and Detective Claude Daniel Richards, and they were told to mobilize on Vesey Street and Church, which is at the northeast corner of the World Trade Center complex. Mobilization. As they approached the mobilization point, they saw the South Tower collapse and spew out quite a bit of debris.